I love those who dream for the impossible. I love those who yearn for the impossible. I love those who seek the impossible. Because they're the creative people. They're the dynamic people. They're the fun people who bring about the miracles that we experience every day of our lives. When we seek out what we think is the impossible, if we think it's something that just can never be, we begin to realize that we can do things that we never dreamed that we would do. Have you ever thought that it would be just fun to sit down and play the piano? Well, then sit down and play the piano. Have you ever thought that it'd be fun just to sit down and plink around the piano and have it be something that was pleasing to you? Well, now all the people who really want to learn how to play the piano and all the people who are talented are people who enjoy playing the piano. They enjoy doing these things. They enjoy having these things as fun in their life. They just enjoy it. Now, how do they enjoy it? Well, they enjoy it by being themselves and having fun. They enjoy it by following their dreams, by following their goals. And when they follow their dreams and follow their goals, what happens? Well, when they follow their dreams and follow their goals, miracles take place in their life. Whatever they never dreamed was possible becomes something quite normal, quite ordinary, quite reasonable, and they do it. And what fun that is. My goodness, what fun that is to follow whatever is your impossible dream. Now, as we follow our impossible dreams, we find that they are really quite something that can be done quite easily. They're really something that can be followed quite nicely and can be revealed quite wonderfully in our world. Now, do you want to follow your dream? Do you want to dream and be that which you are? Do you want to have the fun of listening to your inner self and saying to your inner self, yes, that's who I am. That's what I am. Yes, that's the dream that I have. Now, what is the impossible for you? What's impossible for me? Well, we might say levitation is impossible. We might say teleportation is impossible. We might say having someone as our friend is impossible. We might say being wealthy is impossible. We might say living in a healthy, happy, hearty body that is fresh and vital and dynamic and alive would be an impossibility. Well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When we begin to think in our heart about these things that seem to be impossible, that seem to be something that is unattainable, then little by little, we create ourselves ready to receive that impossible situation in our life. The more we concentrate on good health, the more good health is ours. Now, you say even a person who is living in a body of very poor health, a person who is living in a body of very bad health, that if they start to concentrate on good health, then they will have good health? Yes, that's true. If we concentrate on good health, we'll have good health. If as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What is it that is on your mind? What is it that's in your heart? What is it that is the desire that you have for yourself? What is it that you would like to experience every moment of your life? Would you like to experience every moment of your life a healthy body? Would you like to experience every moment of your life friendly relationships with everybody in the world? Well, let's just take that. If you'd like to have friendly relationships with everybody in the world, you love yourself first so that you are desirable to be a friend to someone else. You love yourself unconditionally. You unconditionally love yourself. And then you unconditionally love every other being in the world. You unconditionally love every other being in the world. You know, I love those who yearn for the impossible. When people love everyone in the world unconditionally, when people love everyone in the world with a love that knows no bounds, that knows no expectations, that I don't expect them to love me because I love them. I don't expect them to be friends of mine because I'm a friend of theirs. I don't expect anything from anybody else. Nothing. I just give of myself with my unconditional love. And as I give of my unconditional love, that's all I know in my life is unconditional love. Now, as I look at other people, and as I see them healthy, wealthy, wise, beautiful, as I see everybody like this, I am healthy, wealthy, and wise, and beautiful. I am unconditionally loving. I am beloved by everyone when I love everyone unconditionally. When I look at everyone and see them with my perfect body, with my perfect, but I don't have a perfect body. Well, that's where you got to clean up your act. You got to start saying, I have a perfect body. I live in my ideal body. All is in divine order. All is perfect now. I unconditionally love this body I have. I unconditionally love everything that I am. I unconditionally love, love, love. And as I do this, everything is mine. Everything's a joy. Everything is peace. Everything is harmony. Everything is goodness. Everything is fantastic. As I love everybody, everybody, unconditionally, I love myself first. I begin to experience a happiness inside of me that is just amazing. I experience a joy inside of me that is just outstanding. I experience a peace inside of me that is just something that was impossible not a moment before. But the moment that I turn my attention to my divine self, the moment I turn my attention to the reality of who I am, the moment I start thinking positive, joyful, uplifting thoughts, I begin having a positive, joyful, uplifting life. And what seemed so impossible only moments before is now my reality. What seemed improbable for me to know and experience in my life because I had an unhealthy body is now my reality, is now who I am. Is now what I am. I am that I am. I am that perfect body. I am that ideal being. That's who I am. I am that I am. And because I am that I am happy as can be. All of my thoughts that were impossible but a moment ago are now real. All my thoughts but a moment ago that were improbable in my life. Because you look at me and you say, that person has a healthy body? Yes, that person has a healthy body because that person is thinking a healthy body. That person is rich because they're thinking rich thoughts. That person is a friend because they're thinking friendly thoughts to themselves and to everyone else in their world. That person is a desirable person, a wonderful person, a fantastic person, a joyous person, a remarkable person. Because that's all they know. That's all they know, that's all they think, that's all they are. I love those who yearn for the impossible. They don't call it the impossible. They just yearn for the impossible. They just yearn for those things that they feel are wonderful and good and beautiful. They yearn for those things which a moment before they didn't have, but now it's theirs. Because now they're living in that realization that they are beautiful, they are good, they are wonderful. And everything around them is beautiful, good, and wonderful. And everybody around them is beautiful, good, and wonderful. Everything in the universe is good and beautiful and wonderful because that's who they are. That's what they are. That's how they are. That's where they live. That's you. That's you. That's me. I love those who yearn for the impossible, because the impossible is today my reality, because that's where my thoughts are, that's where my dreams are, that's where my thinking is, that's where my visualization is. I see all the world filled with beauty, goodness, and love, whole and perfect now, because that's what I am. I love those who yearn for the impossible, because they get it. I love you. I love you. I love you.